Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Skormus.
Hey there, you woke bastards. Skormus here, back with another Pixels and Dice. So, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk retro gaming. Kind of. In a way. You see, I've got a bone to pick with some people. And no, it's not Nintendo. Although I do love to bitch about Nintendo. I haven't forgotten about that NES Classic. Don't think I have. No, I'm going to talk about game emulators and the people who make them. I have a problem with you. Not all of you, but some. Some of you may have gone a wee bit too far. And it's going to hurt us all. I can see it coming. And yeah, y'all need to knock it off. Now maybe it's too late. I don't know. What is he babbling about again? Oh, that's right. Game emulation and how you all have gone too far. What do I mean by that? Well, let's see. Back when this all started, a few years back, game emulation was a fine idea. Because the retro gaming scene was just starting up, you know? It was just starting to get going. People were just starting to get interested in breaking out the old consoles or buying new versions of the old consoles, trying to find old games, either ones they had in storage or going to find them at yard sales or at thrift stores. And then shops started popping up that sold retro games, right? And so that was great. People got into collecting and whatnot, but for those that either couldn't afford to get into collecting or weren't into doing that, emulation started to become a thing where they could play software emulators on their computers, load up digital copies of those games, and play them right there on their computer. And that's grown kind of alongside with the whole retro gaming scene, year after year. And it was seen as a good thing. Let's be honest. Those cartridges aren't going to last forever. Those old CDs and DVDs that held your PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games and all, those aren't going to last forever. They're going to break down. And then someday, those games will be gone. There'll be no copies left, and that art will be lost to history. That's what we were facing just a few years ago. Now, not so much. Now we have game emulation. We have digital copies of these games. And as long as those digital copies remain, that art, that history survives. And that's great. That is wonderful. That is a great reason for game emulation to exist, so that people like me who are interested in retro gaming can also help preserve the history of video games through game emulation. It's a good thing, right? Okay. So why are we emulating systems that are still on the market? Yeah, it's a thing. There are people working. I mean, I was one thing when I heard that there was an emulator for the Wii U. I was like, wow, really? The Wii U just went out of manufacturing. They're no longer making it. But that just happened recently in the last couple months. Because Nintendo has their new system coming, you know? And that's great, but Okay, maybe you're getting a head start on doing the emulation for it. Fine. That's stuff that needs to be preserved. Okay. But you can still buy PS3s. You can get your hands on Xbox 360s. Those are still a thing. These systems are still being played. Yes, there are PS4s and there are Xbox Ones out there that are beyond, but they're one generation back. And there's emulators for PS3s and Xbox 360s, in addition to the Wii U. Now, it's bad enough to be emulating the Wii U, which just recently died. It's another thing to be emulating PS3s and Xbox 360s and systems that'll run modern PC games on operating systems that they're not normally for, like on Linux. Because you can actually go get those consoles, or you can play the PC, you can go buy the PC game and play it properly on the right machine with the right operating system and not, yeah, it's, that is, why are we doing that again? Like I said before, emulation was a way to preserve history and enjoy those games. But apparently for some people, there's a machine out there that can be emulated, so let's go emulate that. I guess there's some merit to that. I mean, intellectual curiosity is not a bad thing, but it's one thing to be emulating, oh, let's say the Commodore 64. That's a great old computer from the 80s that was well beloved, has a ton of great games for it, but it's not coming back. You can't go out and buy new Commodore 64s. You can't go buy these games new, so emulation is the way to play them, unless you happen to have a Commodore 64 around and you happen to have these cartridges or a tape drive in the tapes or whatever. So that's pretty much a requirement, right? But you can still play PS3 games on modern hardware, either on the PS3 or you can buy it digitally for the PS4, if I remember right. Same thing with Xbox 360 games. Either you play them on an Xbox 360, or you can buy them digitally and play them on an Xbox One. Right? Am I taking crazy pills? Is this something, somehow not a thing you can do? Because otherwise, there's no reason at this time to be emulating those systems. Now, okay, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe this is really just some folks deciding to get ahead of the game. They see that the Xbox Scorpio, the Xbox One Scorpio, is coming, and they know that the new, slightly upgraded PS4 is out there, and that they can see the writing on the wall, and that the PS3 and the Xbox 360 will soon be completely out of the picture. They're not going to be a thing anymore. And they're just trying to get their emulators going in advance so that when there's a need for their emulation, they will be available to do that, right? Okay, I'll buy that. If you couldn't play those games on the PS4 and the Xbox One, it's not like they're putting out a full version later on of, you know, a PS5. And they're not putting out an Xbox 720 or whatever they want to call the version after the Scorpio. Assuming they ever make one. Who knows if they will. It's not like a whole new generation has come out in the console line. No. It's not like you can't play these games on current brand new hardware. You can. There is literally no intellectual or historical reason to emulate these games. Now, that said, to avoid being a hypocrite, the same can be said for some, a certain 30 Nintendo Entertainment System games. You can play 30 games through the officially licensed Nintendo emulator, the NES Classic. They've got 30 games you can play right there on brand new hardware, right? Or if you have a Wii or a Wii U, you can buy many old games for the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, and whatnot, and play them on your Wii or your Wii U. Possibly on the Switch. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I don't have a Switch. But, just to be fair, those can be played on quote-unquote modern hardware, although one might argue that the Wii and the Wii U were never modern, and comparing the Switch to current systems, it's not modern either. It just happens to be new. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You can play these games. You don't need an emulator to do them, to retain that history. Those games aren't going to disappear. Like the games for the Commodore 64 or the Atari ST or the Atari 2600 or the Intellivision or the ColecoVision or any number of consoles that aren't being supported. Although some of those games, you can buy them third party and play them through a Nintendo Wii. Kind of. It's not quite the same, but you can. For some. But there is a reason. There is an actual reason for emulating some of these old systems, these old computers and old consoles, to retain that history. You do not have that when it comes to the Xbox 360 or the PS3. And in fact, I was a little offended, to be honest, that people are emulating those machines. Because it seems, well, just skeezy to do that. Now, you know, I appreciate the efforts of emulators, because these people are doing something that I am not smart enough to do. They're smarter than I am, they're working hard, and they're doing some really great service for the video game community, especially people into retro gaming. But this is too far. This has gone too far. At a certain point, you've overstepped the bounds of good taste, if not the bounds of legality. Oh, you could say, well, you know, we're not saying people should pirate the games. And no, you're not. You're telling people they should get legal copies of the ROMs to run through your emulator. And that's perfectly legitimate. But at the same time, if I have, let's say I've got a PS3, okay? And let's say I've got this particular game for it, but my disc is scratched up and it doesn't play right. So I go ahead and put on my computer the PS3 emulator, and I get myself a copy of the ROM of that game. Now, keep in mind, I own a physical copy of this game. I just can't play it through my PS3 any longer, so I'm going to emulate it through my computer. That's a legal gray area. Some people would argue I own it, so that's fine, right? Great. The problem is that I could get that game for the PS4 quite often and play it on a PS4. And so, essentially, I'm taking money out of Sony's pocket. Or if it's a third-party game, taking money out of their pocket as well. Now, some would say, well, you've already bought the game. Why should you have to buy it again? True. But, like I said, the disc is scratched up. And before there was game emulation, what happened if your cartridge broke or your disc got scratched up and you wanted to continue to play that game? Oh, that's right. You had to go buy another copy, didn't you? Yeah. So where's the difference here? Now, I know a lot of people would say, well, these arguments can be used against emulating, period. Why are people emulating when they should just go to their local retro game store and buy the games again and buy either an old console that's used, or there's plenty of new machines that are coming out that can play these games. You could buy them and you have virtually the same experience, if not the actual experience of playing them. And you can get hardware that converts the composite out signal from these old machines to HDMI. And a lot of these new machines have HDMI out, so you could play them on your television with no problem, right? They even give you ways to make it look like it's on an old CRT, right? With scan lines and all that. So really, there's no reason for emulating at all, because you can just go buy these old games. But as I said, these old games are going to start disappearing. Unless you're buying basically copies, you know, unofficial copies of those games on physical media, fine. But eventually that's going to break down too. Digital is the only way to ensure that that history remains. So, yeah. There is a reason for game emulation, especially for retro gaming, especially for these systems that are, frankly, gone, that are not coming back, or are soon to be gone. And I'm okay with that. But these new systems, or newer systems, if we're talking one or two generations back in the console wars, there's no reason to emulate them. It even kind of bothers me that the Dolphin emulator can do Wii games. I know the GameCube and the Wii are essentially the same except for motion controls with the Wii. Fine. I get that. But the Wii isn't that old. All right? It's not. You can play Wii games on a Wii U. Either buying it digitally or whatever. There are ways to do it. And there are probably going to be ways to buy those games to play them on the Switch. In fact, that would be an excellent third market for them to digitally download those games. Or to sell them again for the Switch. Great. You got a nice library of games to fall back on. And I expect Nintendo will most likely do that, because this is what Nintendo does. because obviously the Switch doesn't take discs, you know? But you're not going to be able to find some old and obscure Nintendo games for the Switch. Or even the Wii U. I mean, I love the game Base Wars. It's a baseball game with cyborgs. And it's fun. It's stupid, but it's fun. I enjoy it. Because when there's a close play at the plate, the robots have to fight it out to see who actually gets to be on the base. Whether the runner gets to stay on the base or if they're out. The robot at the base can actually beat the crap out of them and say, nope, you're out. Even though you slid in, you're out. I think that's just funny as hell. It's one of the reasons I like Archon. It's the same idea with chess. Anybody remember Archon? Great game. Anyway, point is, I have never been able to find that game, Base Wars. When I had my Wii, when I was using it actively, I was never able to find Base Wars to download. Would have loved to have paid $5 for that game. But it wasn't there. It wasn't available on the Nintendo shop to buy digitally. So I was boned out, screwed up. That's a game that needed to be saved. That's where emulation, like I said, has its value to the video game community. Not just to the retro game community, but to all people, everybody, so that that art is saved. Even though saying Base Wars is really art is kind of stretching the idea of art, but who are we to judge? Some people like crosses in piss and call that art too. Look it up. It's a thing that exists. Anyway, fan fiction is art, technically. So, again, not something I'm into, but hey, whatever. But I think that there's a big problem with when you start to push those bounds and start to emulate systems that are still around. Not just because it just seems kind of gauche to do that, and it kind of goes against the whole idea of, you know, saving these games for historic reasons or to help the retro gaming community or whatever. It becomes an impediment to the business of the people making these consoles, making these systems. Because now they're not able to make money off those games anymore. Or it impacts their business to a large degree. And my issue here is that if we continue to go too far and emulate modern systems just because we can, maybe Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo, maybe they decide, you know what? Maybe Nintendo says, you know what? I'm done. I'm done doing hardware. We're just going to sell software and that's it. The Switch was our last system. We're going to focus on maybe the occasional handheld system, and otherwise we're just going to do software for the other machines. And we've lost something there. Or worse yet, you have Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo or whatever come out and go, you know what? Yeah, hey, folks making that Xbox 360 emulator, we're going to go stomp your head in court. And, oh, while we're at it, the people making that Xbox emulator, yeah, we're going to go stomp your head in court too. Which, if Microsoft does it, that's kind of a big deal. Puts a chilling effect on the whole emulation scene as a whole. as people wonder if this is going to happen to other groups making emulators. But it'd be a bigger deal if Sega came out and started doing it. Or Nintendo started doing that. And started stomping on anybody who's developed any of these emulators. And then started going after sites where you can get ROMs. Oh, I'm sorry, the ROM fairy. Gotta remember my whole retro stuff thing. If you watch my videos, I do a lot of stuff about retro gaming at Retro Stuff on YouTube. Anyway, look it up. It's awesome. Anyway, point is, maybe they start going after the people making the emulators. And then we don't have people making emulators anymore because they don't want to get sued. And then we have systems come and go. Nobody makes emulators for them. And those games go away. And we've lost the history. We've lost that art. Is that what we want to see happen? No, of course not. I don't think anybody wants to see that happen. But these are reactionary companies. And if they think they can get an actual extra two dimes to rub together by suing somebody, if they think that there's a profit to be had from that, if you don't think they're going to go and do that, oh, yesterday, you're fooling yourself. The only reason right now it hasn't happened is this. There's no money to be had in it. The people making these emulators don't have a lot of assets to seize. So with no assets to seize, there's no money to be made, or limited assets to be seized. But when it comes to a point that they decide the loss in income from being able to sell these games from older systems outweighs the cost of actually going to court, they're not going to care what they can get out of people. They're just going to do it to crush people making emulators. And we don't want to see that happen. So maybe, just maybe, y'all might want to back off from doing emulation of modern systems because you're just poking the bear. And nobody wants that bear to come kill us. Okay, so that's my ranting for today. Hopefully next week will be a little more interesting. Maybe you'll like the stories better. If you do like what I'm talking about, please come by gamingstuff.website and let me know. Or hit me up on Twitter at or on Facebook. I'm Scormus the MMO Troll on Facebook. Links are, of course, to all that on the website. And there's lots of stuff on that website you might enjoy. Please give me a nice review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever else you can find this podcast. Leave comments. I always like comments. Lets me know I'm not just talking to myself out here. And until next time, I'm Scormus, and generic catchphrase ending.